Congressman Peter Roskin would like to be reelected. If you'd like to vote for him, he'd appreciate it. Morning, Congressman. How are you?
Hey, Steve. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to talk to you again. I don't know if you heard Sean Kasten a few minutes ago, but he said some things about you we'd like to throw back at you in a second. But first, let's talk about the basics. Seniority in Congress, how important is it, and is it a pitch to reelect you?
I haven't made the pitch directly. It's a significant thing. Congress is a seniority-driven institution, but that's not to say that you don't need new blood, which you do. I've demonstrated a capacity in the past to work with people on both sides of the aisle to bring them together in a way that's very different than what my opponent has proposed. He's really embraced the politics of ridicule and the politics of putting people down. And I'm of the view that our district is not interested in that type of thing. They want to see people going to D.C. with less drama, not more drama.
I know you've talked a lot about Kasten, and or at least people representing you have talked about Kasten being a puppet of Madigan. What about people that say you're a puppet of Trump?
I've demonstrated a capacity to push back against Donald Trump. When he came out and he said he wanted to cut Great Lakes funding by 95%, I not only went to Scott Pruitt, then the EPA administrator, and told him we weren't going to do it, but I worked again with both sides of the aisle to get all of the money restored. When Donald Trump did the child separation policy at the border, I was one of the first people to come out publicly and to criticize that. In the White House, I spoke to the president about how he mishandled Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. I stood up against him on cutting CHIP funding, that is, children's health insurance.
Right.
By contrast, Sean Kasten just signed a joint fundraising agreement with Mike Madigan. Mike Madigan is not good for the 6th District of Illinois. He is not good for the suburbs. His capacity to hold power in Illinois is breathtaking. And what we don't need is somebody who's entered into a joint fundraising agreement with Madigan.
Congressman, the national media, as well as the DNC and even the RNC have really looked at the 6th as a belt. This is a race that is winnable for Democrats. How do you take that, the idea that the DNC and national media and others are pointing to the 6th district as being vulnerable for Republicans and for your reelection?
I've never underestimated anybody who puts their name on the ballot. And I remember I heard all this before when Tammy Duckworth was the nominee in the 6th congressional district. George W. Bush was not a popular president. The Iraq War was not popular. Tammy was a phenomenon based on her personal experience and her sacrifice in the war. And we were able to come out and win that race back in 2006. I've won races that Barack Obama won in that district. I've won when Hillary Clinton was on the top of the ticket. And so this is familiar territory to me. And it really comes down to a contrast of views on taxes. I mean, my opponent has said he wants to raise all the tax rates. He wants to put on a gas tax, put on a carbon tax, take the limits off of payroll taxes. And I'm a tax fighter, by contrast. He stood with Mike Madigan, in fact, in opposing a property tax freeze, which would really help the 6th District. He said he's for J.B. Pritzker's progressive income tax, which has a huge target on the backs of the 6th District. That's not what we need. So that's one difference. And the other difference is a difference in style. And what Sean has done is he goes out and he just puts people down. So he's, you know, the irony is he's a critic of Donald Trump, but he's emulating Donald Trump in embracing the politics of ridicule. That's not what the 6th District needs. He called Republican donors morons. He said the Republican Party is the party of pedophiles. He mocks bipartisan work on putting votes together around the opioid crisis. He said that's just all BS. It's not BS. It's good work that's done. And what we need in the 6th District is somebody who can work across the aisle and not ridicule people on the other side of the aisle. Georgetown University's center, the Lugar Center, evaluated all the members of Congress across the spectrum, And they said, I am the most bipartisan member of the Illinois congressional delegation. And they said, I'm one of the top 25 most bipartisan members in the country.
Well, we need more of that. We need more of that, nonetheless. The tax overall plan that you were a big part of putting together, it has certainly helped in regards to business and business development, and the markets are roaring. I don't run into a lot of people, regular folks, who are making a lot more money in their paychecks. Why am I not seeing more of that?
I think you are seeing a lot more of that.
Well, I'm not.
I'm seeing a lot more
of that. I'm telling you personally, Congressman, I'm telling you personally, anecdotally, people I talk to, including people that work at this building, just are not seeing it. So is there a trickle-down that's taking longer? Why not?
I don't think it's a trickle-down. I think that the anecdotes are wrong. I think that the data is showing that people have bigger paychecks, and that's what the studies are showing. And the manifestation of that is, look at the way the economy is working. Economies don't work and thrive unless they're thriving holistically. So workers are getting more money. Their bottom lines are going up. Wages are growing, according to the latest study. CNBC had a study out 10 days ago that said wage growth was up. So I think the anecdotes are wrong. I think the nature of the economic movement is significant. And throughout the 6th District, Steve, we've got manufacturers. And according to the national groups, the highest manufacturing confidence level within the past 20 years. You've got small businesses, the National Federation of Independent Business, which is a bunch of the Main Street businesses. Their level of confidence is at the highest level.
But Congressman, I have no doubt you're seeing all of those numbers. I have no doubt you're seeing all those statistics. Outside the Beltway, in the real world, in the 6th District, it is not a holistic economy. I'm not saying people may not be benefiting. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt that maybe I'm just talking to the wrong people. But the people aren't lying. There are two economies in this country, and the Dow does not represent the average American, nor does the S&P. So we need to recognize that, and you guys in Washington need to realize that as well.
Look, I'll stipulate that, but here's the point. When the tax, the standard deduction now is $24,000 for a husband and wife. So the first $24,000, they're not paying any taxes on. All the rates came down. The child tax credit has been doubled, and it has been extended up. It used to cut off at about $100,000. Now it extends up to cutting off at $400,000. So it is, I'm not trying to argue, but I'm trying to say, look, the data is that there is tax relief here. And my experience going out to all these small businesses, I was at a company yesterday, and they said, as a direct result of the tax bill, they are now moving to enhance their 401k program. And so it's one thing after another. And I think that the proof is just the nature of the economy and how it's growing.
The Trump question will be one that lingers with every Republican. What's one thing you wish he wouldn't do?
Tweet. He should just throw the Twitter feed away. It's not helpful. It is a distraction. And the sooner he would do that, the better off we'd be. But he's not going to do it.
All right. And in regards to Brett Kavanaugh, where are you? I mean, I know it's the Senate side versus the House side, but opinion-wise.
Yeah, right. The Senate needs to hear the professor's testimony. And they need to hear from Judge Kavanaugh, and they need to weigh it out and make a decision. But they have to hear her testimony.
Here's the story from texters just quickly. Folks are saying that property taxes in this state are killing us. You can only have limited effect over that, but what can you do from Congress?
Well, I can give voice to standing up for a property tax freeze, and my opponent has said he's against that. That's the first thing. The second thing is to continue to try and drive an economy where more money is coming in based on the revenue growth. The state of Illinois, ironically, has benefited in the first half of this year by more revenues coming into the state coffers based on revenue growth and more activity and incomes going up and people paying more. So that's the property tax burden is incredibly significant. It's significant in the 6th District. And what we need to have is a property tax freeze, which my opponent opposes.
Texter, my husband gets a pension, and we are getting $300 more a month because of the tax break. Thank you. 847, cuts in the form of deductions pale in comparison to the cuts at the top of the food chain with companies. We have not caught up. Texter, I am not getting more in my paycheck. Texter, I've gotten slightly more. These are all separate texts. So my point is there is a legitimate argument out there.
Yeah, I take your point, but on average, the data is showing, and even those texts are showing, that people are getting tax relief.
So as you go forward with the remainder of the campaign, obviously we'd like to have you back, but people should go to your website to see your positions on all positions. It's separate from the congressional website. People get confused about that sometimes. So what is the campaign website you're sending people to?
The campaign website is RoscomForCongress.com, RoscomForCongress.com. If people want to get involved in the campaign, I welcome them. This is a campaign about worldviews, two different views about tax policy in particular, two different views about how we should conduct ourselves in public life, and should we embrace the politics of ridicule, or should we work with folks on the other side of the aisle and try and find common ground. And I've demonstrated a capacity to do just that.
All right. I appreciate you coming on. You're always available to us, and I always appreciate the access, and not just for the six, but for everybody in Illinois. So thank you for that.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
See you later. Peter Roskam.